Right, so finally we come to continuum physics, and so the idea of continuum physics is, so when we're studying airflow over, or we're studying, I know, the flow of blood in an artery, or airflow over a wing, what's really going on is a bunch of particles are flowing, because that's what air and blood are made of. But rather than describe such a system by particles, we describe them in the so-called continuum approximation as a density, essentially a density of particles, whether they be proteins or hydrogen and oxygen molecules. And so you discuss the properties of little volumes of whatever fluid it be, the air or blood or treacle. And the point is that in most problems of that type, because there are typically, you know, a typical number of particles in any volume of interest is of order 10 to the 23, which is essentially Avogadro's number, there's so many particles that I can divide them into little small volumes so that all properties of that, all the properties of the particle in that volume are essentially the same. So if I have air flowing, the velocity of all those particles or the average velocity is the same, and I do not need to discuss the particular particles, but just effectively use statistical physics to average over that little volume. So the idea of continuum physics is that for most problems of interest, there is a limit where we can take little blocks of volume such that properties of the particles in that volume, there are enough particles to use averaging, and that we can choose a small volume, even when we choose a small enough volume so that the things like velocity are constant. So there's some interesting cases when it breaks down, namely when the shuttle re-enters the atmosphere. For most of the time, you can describe, you can calculate what happens to that shuttle, how it heats up and stuff, using computational fluid dynamics with partial differential equations. However, you will find that the tip of the shuttle, the air gets so rarefied and there's so few particles involved, but you actually have to use particle dynamics. And so there's a thing called, direct simulation Monte Carlo, which is effectively uses Monte Carlo when for a part of the problem and uses continuum approach for the other part of the problem. So there you get a sort of interesting mixed algorithm where for the continuum physics we'll have partial differential equations, and for a small part of the problem we'll have to use Monte Carlo. But again, of course, the only people who can tell you that are the application scientists. They're the ones who know enough about the problem to know that the densities are so small that the approximations break down.